Wuthering Heights, The Classic Tale. Written by Emily Bronte. Narrated by Cyril Taylor Carr and The Cliff.
Peach and Love Records.
The timeless literary masterpieces we offer you must be well acted, voiced, and narrated. Created with the hope of engendering a powerful, positive, inspirational response. You know there remains a special place in the hearts of all for these beautifully crafted, timeless combinations of inspirational words and emotion. We know as the classics. Tales so beautifully wrought, they conjure up deep feelings of reverence and inspiration for the listener. This, too, is a classic. A thundering calliope of raindropped words pounding against our consciousness, compelling us to be new and better people. That can only be achieved by a classic. A bubbling up of untamed desire and raw feeling from the depths of our being. That, too, must be the function of classic literature. To reshape the heart, mind, and spirit of all. Moving us on to greater heights of understanding is also well within the power of the classics. Here we first imagine, then create, and finally pass on the very best of the literary realm from both then and now. This is our only mandate. So we welcome you, one and all, young and old, schooled and enterprising, to the wonderful world of literature's greatest triumphs and word portraits from the ever-changing, always engaging human spirit. This is classic literature. And poet best known for her only novel, Wuthering Heights, now considered a classic of English literature. Bronte's Wuthering Heights was first published in London in 1847 by Thomas Cautley Newby, appearing as the first two volumes of a three-volume set which included Anne Bronte's Agnes Grey. The authors were printed as being Ellis and Acton Bell. Emily's real name did not appear until 1850, when it was printed on the title page of an edited commercial edition. The novel's innovative structure somewhat puzzled critics. Wuthering Heights' violence and passion led the Victorian public and many early reviewers to think that it had been written by a man, according to Juliet Gartner. The vivid sexual passion and power of its language and imagery impressed, bewildered, and appalled reviewers. Even though the novel received mixed reviews when it first came out and was often condemned for its portrayal of amoral passion, the book subsequently became an English literary classic. Emily Bronte never knew the extent of fame she achieved with her only novel, and she died a year after its publication, aged 30. Bronte also published a book of poetry with her sisters Charlotte and Anne, entitled Poems by Currier Ellis and Acton Bell, with her own poems finding regard as poetic genius. Emily was the second youngest of the four surviving Bronte siblings, between the youngest Anne and her brother Branwell.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?